Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees.
WB8TTB in DeWitt, Michigan, just north of Lansing, listening on the Saginaw repeater.
Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees.
KA8IVX, standing by.
Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 61 degrees. Thank you. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 83 degrees.
K-8-EPL and 8-DBF.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees.
KF8, BFO, monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees.
NHWCB, NHWCB, this is KYD.
YNU, good evening to you. This is NHWCB. Kind of a different start for your 3 or 4 days, but how did we do today at work?
I was busy. It was busier than all get out, but we managed and plugged along as best we could and muddled through it. Get through tomorrow, and then we deploy to Oakland County.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. That's right. Definitely coming around the corner there. Well, it definitely seemed like it was a busy day. I know it seemed like Sterling was busy on this side. It seemed like Station 2 was going out quite a bit. I think even the police were going 300 through here a couple of times. So sounds like a busy day all around for public safety.
Yeah, it's one of them days. I don't know. It's people are out and about and getting stir crazy, I guess.
I figure it's probably back to school and getting all the school supplies and getting everything done before school starts. I know the junior high, they're doing registration Wednesday, and I think there's like a meet and greet at the elementary school, meet the teacher, senior classroom type of thing. So, yeah, it's geared up. College, of course, starting. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's that time of year, but that's right. It'll before you know it'll be May of next year. You know, the way the years have followed and gone, and it's been so busy.
Yeah, you and I were thinking the same thing. That's what I was thinking. You know, before you know it, these kids will get in school, and before you know it, it'll be graduation and promotions and everybody getting out of school and that. It goes by fast. That's for sure. Hard to believe. 50 years ago, I would have went into the 8th grade this year.
Seems like a long time ago. It's like I was telling Leo, I'm like, I feel like I'm getting old, and it's not right. It's not. I feel like time has just gone by so fast, and I feel like the older I get, the faster time flies by.
Ain't that the truth? That's for certain. Time is nobody's friend, I guess, or maybe it is, I don't know, but I definitely, as the old song says, looking into the future, it's hard to believe, 50 years ago there, we were 75, 76, going into the big bicentennial celebration of our country. We're kind of 50 years later, so that 250 years. Okay, time sure flies.
Yep, for sure. How was your day today?
We're doing pretty good here. Did a little bit of cleanup out in where the flowers and herb garden is. Kind of cleaning up some of the old plants there. They've kind of died out. Weed whacking them down. And some more proofreading today. And a little bit of research there with the Dream Cruise. The events, things that are going on. And, that type of thing, directions and such. So kind of getting geared up on that end too.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. I've been getting ready and just making sure rails are charged up, flash plates are charged, and various things, make sure everybody else is ready to go, and going from there. I'm looking forward to them. I'm really excited about it, and so it'll be good.
NAWCB, definitely. I imagine, let's say, with the weather, it's supposed to be hot. I'm sure they'll, with the 30th year of the Dream Cruise, man alive, that's incredible, but yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people down there. They'll play it up pretty big this year.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's, there's a lot of hoopla about it. They're building it up. It'll be good. Hopefully it'll be fun. And a little nervous just because it's our first deployment here as a team. But I think we'll do well. I think it'll be all right. And I think everybody's about as prepared as we're going to be. And we're going to do hopefully some pictures and maybe some video and stuff like that. And maybe kind of try to use it as a recruitment tool as well.
Yes, I think that'll be a good idea. If you're able to get pictures, something for the group. Hey, we did this. It's like you say, it's a good recruitment tool. Definitely, I think again, all of those are good ideas there. Lay it as it comes, I guess. So use the training and common sense and to be those eyes and ears down there.
Yeah, for sure. And it'll be good. It'll be fun to do, and hopefully make this a common thing here. Help them out every year and build up the excitement for the team.
Definitely something to add to the resume there of the team, of the group, individually and as a group. We helped out with the Dream Cruise, or we helped out at this event. I think it will be. I think that also is. It's a good start, and you're under Oakland County. You're kind of an AOD for them. But at least it's something that we're not carrying ourselves right now. And then as we go, then be able to go forward and say, yeah, we're working this event here in Oakland County. be able to work it in the layout and the planning and the execution of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping to be able to take some good notes and that way we can take it to our emergency management here and kind of present it to them and get that under our belt and on our resume, like you're saying, and use that as an opportunity to plug in here in Macomb County.
Yes, indeed. Like you say, just take notes and, what good, as we've done on all, on all the exercises we've done so far, what's good, what can be improved on, something we can do again, to ask various questions, I'm sure the routine of it there, so, I think this is great, and you guys will do a great job down there. I'm sure it'll be a good help there, and it'll be a good time as well.
I hope so. I wish Mike was able to make it. I'm going to miss him being down there, but he's got other obligations that day, and so maybe next time, but... take as much notes as I can and go from there. So, just to use the new DMR radios, which would be nice. So, how are you getting along with that radio? Is it working pretty good for you, or?
So far, so good. I'm gonna try to test it tonight. They have their DMR net at 7:30, so probably will be listening on our net, but also be checking in on their DMR site, and I might try to see if I can get into to their special event. I don't know whether they've got it set up yet or not, but just play it by ear. But so far, so good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If you need any help with it, just let me know. We'll walk you through it. It's not too hard to figure that one out. So, their special event repeater right now is it's called the Pontiac. I don't know if they've brought it to Berkeley yet, but it's worth a try, worth a shot. See, and be kind of interested to hear if you can get into it. I might try to listen myself while the RNET's going on. We've got some shopping to do, but I'm gonna check in and obviously be involved in RNET. I might listen a little bit, use the dispatch skill, and have a second radio on so I can listen to theirs.
Yeah, there you go. Multitasking there, listening in one ear and listening to another in another ear, that type of thing. We'll see what happens. So I'm going to set up. I'll probably have a couple three of them set up out here as well, and just kind of be monitoring on this end.
Oh, I appreciate it. Definitely, it's nice to have a lifeline at home just in case. You just never know what might happen. So it's just nice to have a lifeline back here.
Yeah, I figure I can kill two birds with one stone. I can listen, monitor the radio traffic. But then also I can proofread as well, so I can get a couple of things done there for Melissa. I'm about 80 or 90 pages into about 210 pages, so I told her today, and she's like, hey, thanks, you had to, so at least she's not in a hurry for it and needs it tomorrow, so I'm glad of that. So we'll be glad to do that on both sides.
Hey, Whitey. Oh, good, good. I'm glad. I'm happy there, and get the multitask there and use some dispatch skills there.
NAWCB. Well, the multitasking dispatch skills are a little bit rusty there. They're a little bit sneaky, but and we'll do our best there. See if we can get the wax out of my ears there and get the brain functioning a little bit. Get out of the old person's mode here, retirement mode.
Oh, I've got confidence that you can do it. I don't think you've lost the step. I think that once you get going at it, you'll pick up where you left off.
Well, thanks for the confidence there. That's why, you know, hey, I know you're doing a great job there at your place, and definitely I'm sure, you know, on the amateur radio end of things and monitoring, I'm sure you'll probably be try to monitor just a couple of channels I saw on the app there, that you're trying to monitor the event one on that one also.
Yeah, I'll try to have that up in that way, then I can put my earbuds in my phone so I can hear the phone and talk if the guys need something that we were not tying up the event channel. The Motorola's, they scan, but there's no dual watch on them, so at least I don't know how to use it, so I'll have to do a little bit more studying on it, yeah, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, and just trying to have some things available for everybody.
Yeah, just trying to listen to radio traffic there over 65 GTO, revving it up there, burning rubber there on Woodward or something. That'll be a challenge too.
Yeah, it'll take some dispatch skills there and careful listening, but that's all right. We got some good radios, we got some good equipment. I think we're ready. It'll be good. It'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely got to take some pictures of some cars too. That's the one thing I'll definitely miss as well. Just all kinds of rides from old, really old classics to hot rods to custom to just anything in between. Sure, it'll be quite a show.
Oh yeah. You could have came to the cruise and sat in the median there with the car and did that or worked that control. But I understand. I get it too. But one of my partners has a Plymouth Valiant. She's planning on having her and her husband's got a car, that's the Valiant, and they're going to bring it in the cruise.
NAWCB. Now, Plymouth Valiant, not a bad ride. I mean, you could get something like that with a flat six, that engine was a great engine, very economical. You could get something that, getting up there in the, in the hot rod load of things. Definitely a bare bones car, but definitely a trustworthy car from back in the day.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it. She was saying that had that car for a while, and they restored it, and had it in the cruise for quite a while, so I'm sure we've seen it, or at least seen it in passing. That's a good car. They don't make them like that anymore, unfortunately.
No, they don't. Like I said, it was a very standard car, but it just seemed like the engine, transmissions, they ran forever and ever. That car is definitely a keeper. They definitely need to try to keep that ride up. I'm glad that they restored it and they're able to take it down, take it to the cruise or take it to the car shows. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dan, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get all comfortable and relaxed. I got to run back out, do some grocery shopping, and get over to Costco before they close. But I'm going to check into the net and hopefully hear you there. And hopefully you guys have a good night tonight. I appreciate you coming north with me, and hopefully you get to talk tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it. But yeah, thanks for the ride along. Enjoyed the conversation, and we'll have to take a stab at it tomorrow again. But hey, guys, be safe going out there tonight. Just a little relaxation there for a few minutes, some dinner, and catch the net. And anyway, tell the family hello, and hope everything is well out at your house. Wish you 73. Maybe it's you and the family, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCB is clear on your mark.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Let Mom know we said hi, and looking forward to our Q show tomorrow. 73 is in 88.2 and Mom, KYNU, clear.
Hello. It's the KLTM.
All stations, this is N8VBZ. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees.
KEHVAT, test 1. KEHVAT, test 2. KEHVAT, test 3. KEHVAT monitoring. KEHVAT listening.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 72 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees.